Professor, that's real fine, Jimmy. And right now, allow me a little time because I want to ask these young men in the audience a question. And if you're eligible, well, sir, fellas, it could well be the $64,000 question. Tell me, how would you like to become an officer in today's modern Navy in just 4 months and then go on to earn your Navy wings of gold? Well, sir, you can if you're at least 19 years old and have not yet reached 26, if you're married or single and a college graduate. And as an aviation officer candidate, you'll get a commission after only 4 months training. Then you'll receive the pay and allowance of an ensign while you learn to fly. Or if you have 2 years of college and you are at least 18 and not yet 25 and single, you can qualify as a nav cad. Then in 18 months, you'll earn your wings and fly with the fleet of the future as an officer.
And all you have to do to get the facts is to visit your Navy recruiter. All right, to NAVCAD, NAVCAD, Washington 25, D.C. And while you're writing, Farron Young will make with a song. Right, Farron?
Sir. Yes, sir. I want to do a tune right now, Jim, for some of my relatives down in Burning Mattress, Arkansas.
Burning Mattress, Arkansas? Where's that?
That's just above Hot Springs. Jim, I'd like to do a song here that isn't strictly country, although a few country artists have recorded this thing. Long Tall Sally.
I'm gonna go tell Mary about Uncle John. She think he got the misery, but he got a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. I'm gonna have some fun tonight. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's long and sweet. She got everything that Uncle John need. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. I'm gonna have some fun tonight. Oh, Jimmy. Well, I saw Uncle John fall headed silent. Saw Aunt Mary coming and he jumped back in the alley. Holla, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby, I'm gonna have some fun tonight. Well, tall Uncle John, long tall Sally, her and Mary coming and they jump back in the alley hollering, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby, I'm gonna have some fun tonight. I'm gonna have some fun tonight, baby. Have some fun tonight, baby, baby, baby. Have some fun tonight, baby. Have some fun tonight. I'm gonna have me some fun. I'm gonna have some fun. Cause my baba loo baba boom bam boom.
Farron, you were talking a minute or so ago about naval aviation. The fellows who enroll in that school get the chance to learn to fly those modern super-speed jets, don't they?
Sure thing. And college graduates learn to fly fast supersonic planes as naval officers. They are commissioned after only 4 months of indoctrination and complete their flight training as officers with full pay and allowances. So, fellas, whether you're married or single, you're eligible under this new Navy flight training program. And if you're a college graduate, you have a future in naval aviation. So visit your nearest Navy recruiting station and find out how you can learn to fly as an aviation officer's candidate in the new modern supersonic Navy.
Good pay, good training, and wonderful friends. It's a perfect setup for a career with a future.
Well, now, Jimmy, while you're here Mike's side, what do you say you do another one of those famous Wakely-type tunes for us?
Okay, Farron, we've got a deal. Here's a little opus called If You Would Only Be Mine.
I'd go to the end of the world for you if you would only be mine. I'd make all the dreams that you've dreamed come true if you would only. Like the good book tells us, Just ask and you'll receive. You know I love you. You're all I'll ever need. I'd give you the moon and the stars that shine if you would only be mine. I'd give you the moon and the stars that shine if you would only be mine. Be mine.
And much as we hate to say it, neighbors, time's just about up for this little wing-ding from the Country Hoedown. But before we wrap it up, though, we sure want to say thanks to Jimmy Wakely for coming over and singing all those fine songs.
Pleasure was all mine, Farron. I've enjoyed my visit. And believe me, whenever those fellows in the Navy Recruiting Service want me to come over again, I'll be aboard. So long, everybody.
Does it for the Country Hoedown for this time, neighbors, which has come your way as a public service feature of this station. And we're going to all be heading back your way again real, real soon, and we'll have such featured and well-known stars as Rusty Draper, Ernest Tubb, Tex Williams, Carolina Cotton, Merle Travis, and a whole host of others. Meantime, this is Farron Young speaking for the Navy and reminding you to visit your nearby Navy recruiter real soon. And remember, my friend, there's an important job waiting for you no matter what kind of work you do when you wear the Navy blue. So be smart, be good to yourself and your country now. Join the Navy today.
Everybody, this is Tex Williams playing host for the United States Navy and saying welcome to your Country Hoedown. Yes, sir, they got me heading up to fun and festivities this time around. I sure hope you come on in and join the rest of the crowd. No fancy dress now. Just come as you are, because you're all welcome. And while we're on the subject of welcome, let's get ready to give one to our special guest. Here he comes, Jimmy Wakely.
Makes your song so sad. Why do you roam so far from home? Where's the gal you're missing so bad? Cowboy, cowboy, why do you feel like you. There's a lonesome gal by an old corral, wondering why you're apart. Like a tumbleweed, you will turn to sea as you follow your rambler's heart. Cowboy, cowboy, when all your rambling's done, you make your last ride across the divide, riding into the sun.
Jimmy, that sure was a fitting tribute to the great American figure.
Well, thank you, Tex. You know, it's sure a shame to see the romantic cowboy of the past kind of fading away.
Oh, there's still a lot of them around.
But they're not the same. Just the other day, I saw one cowboy say to another, he says, they went that away, and the second one took off in a cloud of dust.
Fast horse, huh?
Horse? He was in a 58 hardtop.
These new cars are really something. I saw one the other day that had 8 lights on it.
Yeah? Count them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There's an actor I know, and every time he steps in front of one of those cars, he takes a bow.
Man, all that horse power.
Yeah. No wonder cowboys are different. Nowadays, you can get 345 horses under one hood, and all they drink is gasoline.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jim, not only a horse's diet has changed, but so has man's. Yep, folks are eating better than ever. And that goes double for men in the Navy. Today's new Navy makes sure that its men are kept in tip-top physical condition, more so than ever before. The finest food, the very best in medical and dental care, and a planned program of exercise and leisure. All this and more for America's finest man, the Navy man. But that's just a small part of the story. The U.S. Navy story is one every young American man should know. Why don't you see your Navy recruiter and learn where you fit into this, the greatest of success stories? I know you'll be glad you did. Jimmy Wakely, let's have another number.
Glad you are, Tex. One of my favorites, and I guess just about everybody's.
Must be Boots and Saddles.
Take me back to my boots and my saddle. Ooh. Let me see that general store. Let me ride the range once more. Give me my boots and my saddle. And sad.
Jimmy, as long as there are songs like that and guys like you to sing them, the American cowboy will never die.
Well, cowboys don't die, Tex. They just head for that final roundup.
Yeah, but what about the ones who haven't behaved too well here on Earth?
Cowboys like that, Tex, spend eternity in sheep country.
You know, there are sure a lot of cowboys riding across the television screens these days.
Yeah, used to be all a cowboy needed was his horse and six-shooter. Now he needs his horse, gun, makeup man, and six supporting players.
I don't want to sound touchy, Jim, but there's something awful familiar about that modern cowboy you're describing.
Nothing personal, Tex, because the one I'm talking about can't sing the way you do. Show the folks what I mean.
The brightest star I know I've ever seen. Then I found out that it was only you with all your charm who came into my life to fill a dream. A fallen star, that's what you are. The twinkle in your eye came from the sky. You must have strayed from the Milky Way. A fallen star, that's what you are.
A while back in the show, I was telling you young men about how the Navy saw to it that all its men were top physical specimens. Well, there's more to keeping a shine in a man's eye and a spring to his step than food and medical care. To me, something just as important is the kind of day you face when you wake up each morning. For the Navy man, every day is a new adventure. For one thing, he'll learn more about one of the 60 or so specialized skills the Navy teaches. Chances are he'll add to the endless list of friends he's making. And he may wake up in the USA, the Hawaiian Islands, a Mediterranean port, in a far eastern harbor, or just about anywhere on this earth. Yes, there's an unmatched excitement to living when you're in the Navy. Had your Navy recruiter tell you how to really live with the Navy, that is.
Well put, Tex, old boy.
Say, where were you when I was singing?
After all that talk about the new kind of cowboy, I wanted to see if you came over here by horse or car.
Well?
I couldn't decide. That's the first convertible I ever saw with reins instead of a steering wheel.
You have a sense of loyalty, Jimmy. On my very first car, I had the running board replaced with stirrups.
Well, I gotta admit, that's the first four-door Palomino I ever saw.
Sing, please.
Couldn't do a guy like me and a doll like you. We could paint this town and turn it upside down. My, oh my, what we couldn't be, a gal like you and a guy like me. Wouldn't it be fine, just loving all the time? We would be in riches, all the world would know. Me in blue jean riches, you in calico. My, oh my, what we couldn't be, a guy like you and a guy like me. Don't you know it's true, there's nothing we couldn't do.
Great, Jimmy. Say, tell me, how are you getting home? Horse or cart?
After this show, I'm walking. So long, everybody.
That's all the time, neighbors. Our thanks to the Navy and your radio station for bringing Country Hoedown to you. Baron Young, Ted Atkins, Hank Snow, and lots more coming your way, so watch for it. Meanwhile, Tex Williams with the reminder there's an important job waiting for you when you join the Navy.
Keep that gal in the green with a smile, line them all up in the end of the spot. Four hands up and do-si-do, that ain't dancing, I don't know. Come down, grab your gals and go on around. Grab your gals and pat her on the head. If you don't like this, it's feed her cornbread. Meet that gal and you greet her with a smile and line them all up in the Indian file. Four hands up in the do-si-do, and if that ain't dancing, I don't know.
Everybody, this is Jimmy Wakely and the gang on Here's to Veterans, the best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere, especially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians.
At the close of a long day,
hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Wakely saying it's great to be back with you on Here's to Veterans. I hope you enjoy what we have today. And say, the Veterans Administration has asked me to pass a few words on to you. So give a listen. And now it's Here's to Veterans with one of our latest tunes. I wrote this song especially for all you folks that like this solid South. And by the way, folks, we recently recorded this.
Texas jam and Tennessee ham and candy jam from Alabama, that's a solid South. We'll shut my mouth, no sweeter than my honey's loving arms. away down south on Saturday night. The big folks dance and the little kids fight on a Saturday night. Man, it's a sight. And we don't go home till it's way past daylight. Everybody dance, it's Saturday night. Well, I met a little gal, she was 5 foot tall. She looked at me and said, you all is the nicest man in all the land. You're a honey lamb, cause you're from Alabama. Texas jam and Tennessee ham and candy jam from Alabama. That's a solid south. Well, shut my mouth. No sweeter than my honey's loving arms.
Friends, this is Jimmy Wakely. Every once in a while you hear about somebody who lived and died in the same house in which he was born. An item like that is usually considered news because it's pretty much of a novelty. As a rule, we Americans don't like to stay put too long. Sometimes it's a growing family that makes a larger house more desirable. Or maybe a better neighborhood attractive. Or perhaps a change in jobs makes us pile our belongings in a moving van and head for a new location. Well, veterans are no different from anybody else. But fellas, if you're getting ready to move, listen to this word of caution from the Veterans Administration. Don't keep that new address of yours a secret from the VA. It's especially important if you're receiving any regular VA benefit. If the VA doesn't know where you live, it's going to be hard to help you. When a veteran moves, there are two or three important things he'd better attend to. I'll list them for you in just a minute. But first, here's some music for you folks. I hope you'll enjoy a song that we recorded over at Les Paul's house not long ago. You'll recognize the guitar, I'm sure. Here's a song written by Carmen Lombardo many years ago that should bring some memories to you folks. Sweethearts on Parade.
Two by two, they go marching through. The sweethearts on parade. I can't help cry as they pass me by. The sweethearts on parade. I'd love to join their fun, but they bar me. It takes more than one to join their army. How I pine just to fall in line with the sweethearts on parade. Join their fun, but they bar me. It takes more than one to join their army. How I pine just to fall in line with the sweethearts on parade.
A while ago, I told you veterans that when you move to a new address, there are certain important things you should attend to. Of course, you'll want to get a change of address blank from your mail carrier so the post office will know just where to forward your mail. But now listen to this from the VA. If you happen to be receiving compensation, GI subsistence, or some other VA benefit, it's doubly important for the VA to know that new address. You see, government checks to veterans or to their dependents cannot be forwarded. Back they go until your new address can be learned. So look, fellas, do this. Get a change of address form at any VA office. Fill it out and sign it. Send it back. If you hold GI insurance, fill out the change of address space on that printed premium notice you get regularly from the VA. Just sign it and mail it back. That's all. No trouble, no fuss. Knowing both your old and your new address, the VA can keep your records as up-to-date as the latest newscast. And you'll be helping the VA to help you. Here's a song that George Wilson and I wrote for you folks, and I hope you enjoy it. I wish Margaret Whiting was here to help me, because, you see, we made a record of it together. But being as she isn't here, I'd like to sing it for you myself. It's called I Don't Want to Be Free Anymore.
I don't want to be free anymore. I want to be with the one I adore. I'd like to have you with me now. I left to get you back somehow. I don't want to be free and alone. I'm sorry, dear, for the harm I have done. I hope that you will hear my plea. I just don't want to be free. I guess you wasn't fooling when you told me to behave. Now that I've had my schooling, if you come back, I'll be your slave. I don't want to be free anymore. You have the key to my heart and my door. So baby, please come back to me. I just don't want to be free.
Ago, I was down in Nashville, Tennessee, and old Red Foley and I were out there together, and we were playing the piano and singing songs. He sang this number for me, and I've liked it ever since. It's called
I'm So Easy to Please. Feeling kind of lonely, feeling kind of wild. Gonna see my baby, she's my honey child. Skinny as a beanpole and ugly as can be. But when it comes to loving, she's good enough for me. Cause I'm so easy to please. I'm so easy to please. Give me a gal on my knees. And I'm so easy to please. Let me tell you, mister, she will make it bump. Her hair is kind of brindle, her nose is out of place. She's not so bad to look at if you can't see her face. Cause I'm so easy to please. I'm so easy to please. Give me a gal on my knees. And I'm so easy. shot at home, 'cause I'm so easy to please. I'm so easy to please. Give me a gal on my knees, and I'm so easy to please.
Wait for me at the close of a long, long day.
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from yours truly, Jimmy Wakely, and the gang. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President, whose members have donated the services. And this station, which has contributed its time and the public interest. Tune in again for more top flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And now a word from your station announcer. Jimmy Wakely and all the gang on Here's to Veterans, the best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere, especially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President, whose members are donating their services.
At the close of a long, long day,
hi, neighbors. This is Jimmy Wakely, and it's sure a pleasure to be back on Here's to Veterans again, and I'd like to start our show with a little Western song, It's Lonely on the Trail Tonight.
As I ride the trail this It sure is lonely on the trail, my buddy, without you.
This is Jimmy Wakely. We've all heard the newsboy yell, "What do you read?" That's because folks like one newspaper better than they do another. Same thing about movie stars, maybe even bandleaders. We all have our favorite people, especially those near and dear to us. Your wife, that cute little boy or girl of yours. For them, only the best. For them, protection in case anything should ever happen to you. Well, I guess that's why show people and people in show business and you veterans, too, take out life insurance. We have our favorite people, and we name them as our life insurance beneficiaries. Veterans, I'm not fooling about this. If you hold a GI insurance policy, I sure hope that you've taken the trouble to name your beneficiaries. If you don't, and you pass out of the picture, the law takes over. And what the law decides about your insurance money might be the exact opposite of what you want done. See how important it is? I've got some more about this, and don't you go away either. But first, a little tune. It's called Let's Walk Into the Future.
Into the future and close the door on the past. If for me you are longing, I'm yours as long as it lasts. Tears I have tasted, and many the nights that were blue half of my life I have wasted, and now I will live just for you.
Jimmy Wakely. And now back to what I've been saying about your favorite people, the people you love, people you want to name as your beneficiaries when you hold a GI insurance policy. Remember, it's your right to specify the names of those you want your insurance money to go to. If you don't do so and you die, the law takes over. And what the law decides might not be at all what you want it done with your insurance money. Well, suppose you have named your beneficiaries. Does that end it? Maybe yes, maybe no. Here's what I mean. Time changes things quite a bit sometimes. Maybe the beneficiary you named originally is not the person that you want your insurance money to go to now. You have the right to change your beneficiary anytime you like. But you do have to notify the Veterans Administration if you want to make a change. In other words, it's up to you to keep the names of your beneficiaries up to date. Easiest pie to attend to. Takes only a few minutes. Any office of the VA can help you. And now on with the show. I would like to ask the Dreamers to join me in a very pretty song called
when he grows tired of you.
When he grows tired of you, when his love grows cold, when you cry all alone with fears untold, will you still have your pride when he says he's through, when he casts you aside?